Here again today is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, and we are happy to be with you and bring another message into your home, possibly to your bedside or in your car, whatever the case may be. We thank God that we can have a message to bring to you, a message from the Word of God, and it's a message of salvation, it's a message of forgiveness, it's a message of deliverance that will fit you for heaven and deliver you from the pit of destruction. Now, beloved friends, I want to read with you from the precious Word of God, and this is going to be a follow-up message. That is, the previous one I spoke of, the rejected Word, and the rejected Shepherd, and the rejected King. Now, with you, from Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3, He is despised and rejected of men. This is a prophetic word given to us by the evangelical prophet Isaiah. And he's bringing before us in this prophecy what men would do with the blessed Son of God when he came from heaven. All things were known beforehand, and they were written for our learning. And so, beloved friend, when we take up this history of the past, it certainly is very fitting for us at the present time. I'll read the verse with you once again, and it's verse 3 of this chapter 53. He is despised. Not he was despised. That was verily true. But it says he is despised at the present time. And the speaker well remembers when he despised and he rejected the Savior. Now maybe some are saying, well, I never despised him. I never rejected him, but let me ask you one question. Have you embraced him? Have you made him your own? And if not, you've still rejected him. I think of a school teacher at the present time, and she was now grown to be quite possibly in her 50s, when she realized at about that time, I've been in the church for the past 30-some years, and I've been teaching a Bible class, and I've been telling boys and girls the way as I thought to heaven. And she discovered, but I'm not going to heaven myself. And at midnight, she got out of her bed and came to the home where we were staying. And as yet, I had not retired, but knocked at the door. And as she came in, I had known her for quite some time. Now she said, Mr. Horn, I read something today from the Word of God, and it was something like this. You can be religious and lost. You can be active in the church and lost. You can be very good in every respect, but lost. Now she said, all of the past that I've just mentioned, I've been in the church, and I certainly have been one of the cleanest girls and women I believe that ever walked. My father was a preacher, and of course I tried to walk in his steps, but I discovered in the reading of the Word of God, since coming to your services, that I've never been born again, I've never been saved, I've never had my sins forgiven, I never knew for sure if I'd be in heaven or not. Then she said this, why, I would read the story about the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ when those wicked men spiked him to that cross. She said in anger, I wish I could have been there and lacerated their backs. How wicked of those men to put the Son of God to death. But she said, that day I learned I had never received him as my Savior. And I repeated this at the end of that day, midnight. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. She said, for the first time in my life, I said in my heart, Lord Jesus, I'll make room for you with my mouth. I'll own you as my Savior. She went home that night not to sleep, but to rejoice and to weep and to thank God that she had been delivered. And for 3 days and 3 nights, like Saul of Tarsus, when God reached him, she shut herself alone in the room and there to be in the presence of God. 30-some years religious, even more than that. But she said, and lost. All those years, just got saved. She said, I'd send my children to school just as soon as they were gone. I went to my bedroom, fell on my knees before God on my face, and I just worshiped and wept and thanked and praised that He'd ever brought me from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, and brought me into His family. Well, at the end of 3 days, she said, I must make this known. I must tell others about this. And so the first one she had on her heart and mind was her father and her mother that lived some 30 miles away. And there was a noon train, passenger train, that left for that city where the father lived and returned at 4 o'clock. Well, she said, I made that trip and met my father. I said, Father, I have something to tell you. And she said, I know I'm on my way to heaven. I had my sins forgiven. I've accepted Christ for the first time in my life. And now I'm rejoicing in the Lord. Now she said, Father, will you tell me, can you really say that you are saved and you are on the road to heaven? Her father took a very active part as a Baptist preacher. He said, yes, Grace, I can tell you. Back in England, many, many years ago, I accepted the Savior as my Savior. Well, she said, Father, I was in your church all those years, but in my sins, deceived, on my way to hell, but now I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, beloved friends, are you His or are you not? Once again, he said, He is despised and He is rejected. Now, there are two things mentioned in this verse. One, despised. Now, the former lady I mentioned, she did not despise Him, but she had rejected Him. Maybe you have despised Him like the speaker did. I cared not for the Savior. I blasphemed His name. I broke His laws. And yet He undertook my cause to save me, though I did rebel. My Jesus hath done all things well. Now, again, if you're here listening in, let me press upon you. Oh, embrace this Savior today, because if you despise Him and you reject Him, you lose that precious, priceless soul of yours and sink down to endless despair. Well, He tells us now in verse 4 of this chapter, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. When did He bear our griefs? When did He carry our sorrows? This is when He went into death and judgment and faced an angry God for sin that was not His own. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, He said, and Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. Sink? He sank down, down, down. And then the Word of God tells us in Psalm chapter 40, He said, He brought me up out of the miry clay. Brought up? Yes, and brought out once again. God raised His Son from the dead, and now He sits at the right hand of God. He's there, a Prince and a Savior, and He's looking down today from the height of His sanctuary on the sons of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek after God. He had said there were none, but when the Holy Spirit of God came under the power of conviction, He shall convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. We're living in a world where that gracious Holy Spirit of God has dealt with men and women and has brought tears to their eyes and repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And many have passed from death unto life and from the power of Satan to God. Well, it says again, surely He hath borne our griefs. Then in verse 5 He said, but He was wounded for our transgression. That's when He bore our griefs. And He said again, He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. And there on the cross, the stripes, the punishment, the judgment that belonged to me was taken up by my Savior, and He bare my sins away on His own body on the tree. He had said, all we like sheep had gone astray. We turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord laid on Him the sin of us all. My sins were laid on Jesus, that spotless Lamb of God, and He bore them all and freed me by His own precious blood.
Thank you, friends, for giving us a few moments of your valuable time, and we trust and pray that what you have been hearing will produce life and salvation in your case. We know that if there is a slight degree of desire on your part to know the Savior, He's far more willing and far more anxious that you should be brought to Himself. Now, we're living in the most eventful days in human history, and all evidence that we can gather today, combination of evidence around us, points to the same end and tells us the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ draweth nigh. And of course, if you expect to be ready when the Savior comes, you'll have to be in a hurry, and surely His words ought to find a place in your hearts. Be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Maybe today, are you ready? Would you respond? Would you be caught up with His own to meet the Lord in the air? Would you be left behind for judgment? Now, friends, if there are problems that are disturbing you, we'd like to get a line from you. Drop us a card in care of the station which you're listening, or Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Meantime, may the God of heaven bless you, is our daily prayer.